So welcome to All Glowed Up, all 207. Yeah, I think this is 207. All that glitters isn't gold. This podcast episode is going to be about, and I think it's gonna be brief because I think we've all heard enough about Will and Jada, but it's a lot of layers there to unpack. And I named it All That Glitters Isn't Gold because for so long they've been this gold standard of marriage and relationships and in the Black community for so long, and they were just held on this pedestal. And we've all heard rumors about Will cheating. I've even heard Will was gay, that they're swingers, they have an open marriage. So there's been, you know, all these rumors. And he's been linked to some of his co-stars over the years, but nothing hard or concrete was confirmed, you know. So when the bombshell about August Alsina dropped last week, it was like, hold up, wait a minute. What the fairy tale is, like, coming to an end? And for a long time, have always said nobody else's relationship is my relationship goals. I think I've said it on this podcast. I've said it publicly, privately, whatever, because even through not just social media or just celebrities or just even your friends and family that you know that are in relationships, you really don't know what's going on in a relationship. I mean, they you know, might tell you the great things and also tell you the awful things, but it's still a lot of stuff that's, you know, being left out. So you really never know what somebody else's relationship is like. And you really never know what someone else is willing to tolerate, which is another thing. Like, yeah, you know, he might be paying all the bills, but he might be emotionally abusive. Like, you know, we see Russell and Sierra, and what prayer did Sierra say to give Russell? You know, who's to say that they have a great marriage either? Like, it's from what they allow us to see. And I think that's what people are having a hard time with accepting, that it's always a facade unless you're actually in it and know what's going on. You have really no idea. So it's a lot of layers, I feel like, with Will and Jada. And I'm not going to say the E word because I'm so tired of seeing it on social media. But it's funny because she defined it correctly with that word. Could that have been taken as being evasive and not being genuine and accountable? Absolutely. But if we're talking in the words of defining words and words mean things, she defined it correctly. But I feel like there's just so many layers here with the situation. It's Jada's role with her and Will. Jada's role with her and August, August and Will. It's just a lot of layers there, and I definitely want to talk about all of them. I guess specifically starting out with Jada and Will. I really don't feel that much sympathy there. I feel like they probably have had an open marriage, or he's had some infidelity there, and, you know, they both said that they were on a break, they were separated and nearing divorce. So I don't really feel any, I mean, I could look at the Red Table Talk. I haven't even watched all of it. I maybe watched 2 minutes out of the whole clip, out of the whole talk. But social media is great for cliff notes. But I will say he did look hurt. And in some people's defense, and coping mechanism is making jokes. I know mine is. I will be hurt as shit, but I'm gonna make some jokes. It's gonna be funny. That's how I cope with things. But I also feel like that he's probably done his fair share of dirt as well. So I really don't feel any sympathy there. And I know this may sound really, really bad, but I secretly enjoy women kind of taking their power back. Like, you know, one of my favorite movies is Casino. Why Casino is one of my favorite movies? Sharon Stone being fucking Ginger. Really this high powerful guy, running casinos, working for the mob, and she's able to bring him to his fucking knees and literally get whatever the fuck she wants from him. And basically she's scamming him. The other side of Ginger's character I'm not too fond of is her actually being pimped and getting the money to her fucking former pimp. That part, you lost me there. But movies like Hustlers and Ginger and Casino and Imposters, I don't know if you ever watched that show. But basically, she would find these very wealthy men, marry them, pretend to love them, make them fall in love with her, and then like the day after the wedding, she's emptied their bank account and they never see her again. So it's some way of women who are frequently preyed upon by men, kind of saying fuck you to patriarchy that I kind of enjoy. I really do. So I that's why I really usually, especially women who've been consistently cheated on or dealt with a lot of shit from a man, when they finally be like, nah, this is enough, fuck this, and they, you know, get their revenge, you know, I'm just like, I don't feel so bad for it. So in the Jada and Will aspect of it, no, I don't feel bad for Will. I see the memes and, oh, this is why you can't treat women well, because they're going to do you dirty. And I just feel like that's bullshit, because women, for the most part, are the ones sticking through thick and thin, sticking through sad babies and break babies. And you see it all the time. Gabrielle Union, Emily B, you see it all the time. I don't need to give you examples. So when it's done on the other side, I there's a little apathy for me that I just kind of don't give a fuck. So that's that layer. But then the layer of Jada and August. Do I feel, you know, once you learn like all about the situation, where he was mentally, physically, financially, you know, his sister had died. He's trying to raise his nieces. I get it. He had a lot going on, and what she did was predatory. I will wholeheartedly agree and say that. However, I don't know if that was her intention from the beginning. That's where it gets gray for me, and I have a hard time making her a villain because of it. She crossed the line. She should own up to crossing that line and be accountable for it. I agree with that. Do I agree that she looked in this wounded little lamb and said, hey, I'm gonna ride that pony and get my, you know, get my groove back and suck the life out of him? I don't know if that was the intention. And I think intentions mean things. I think we can make mistakes and we can learn from them. But I also think if it's different if you walked in there truly trying to help someone and then got caught up, then you walked in there, saw someone wounded, and said, I'm gonna take advantage. Those are two totally different things. So I feel like before we write our think pieces on and nail her to the fucking cross, you have to think about those two things, because those are two totally different types of people. It's one person that I fucked up, I've realized I fucked up, I'm sorry about that. And then it's another type of person that I am a manipulative, narcissistic asshole, and I see people that are vulnerable and I take advantage and I suck the life out of them and I leave them worse than what they were when they came to me. I don't know if that's her. That's why I have a hard time rallying behind a lot of the stuff I see on social media. I wholeheartedly agree that she was wrong. I've even seen her be called a pedophile, and I'm like, come on, cut the shit. Or J. Kelly, like, come on. He was a grown man. Let's not, I feel like when people do that, they minimize the shit that R. Kelly has done, one. And two, also make light of pedophilia. Because he was not a fucking child. He was a grown-ass man. He was a young adult, but he was an adult. So let's cut out the calling her a pedophile or calling her J. Kelly, because that ain't funny. He was grown. He was vulnerable. And I think we also need to look a little deeper at not just women doing this. And I feel like because she's a woman, she's getting a little bit more vilified than men who do this. Men do this all the time. They'll see a vulnerable woman. They'll see how much they can manipulate her and how much they can get from her. And they continue a sexual relationship with her or continue some type of relationship with her, knowing that they are not interested in her in that way. Knowing that they can't give her what she's looking for, but they're going to manipulate her into thinking that they can, or that that's what they want as well. So if we're going to kind of put her under a microscope, let's put everybody under a microscope, because it happens a lot. I see it a lot. So I'm not taking up from her. I'm not justifying what she's done. I'm just saying I'm not sure what her intent was behind it. I don't agree with what she did. You don't sleep with your friends, your son's friends. You don't take advantage of people when they're vulnerable. But also, this happened, you know, what, 4 or 5 years ago? So it's also hard to kind of understand where she is. So, you know, I've seen a lot of people also talking about how, you know, she's supposed to be this healer and this and that and the other. But we don't know when that came. Like, maybe this situation prompted her to heal because she realized she did something fucked up. I really don't know. But I do know what she did is totally unacceptable. But I also know people, humans are humans, and she did admit that she was hurt, and typically hurt people hurt other people, and it's a cycle. That's just what happens. But I definitely feel like August, hopefully he's in a better place. I'm not really sure. He's still wilding out on the internet, lashing out at people. I'm not really sure, but I hope he does get the help that he needs. And as far as Will and Jada, I guess they figured out that their terms and conditions for their relationship. And I don't think everyone should have a say in it. If they have said, hey, this works for us, this doesn't work for us, who the fuck are we to be like, he should leave her? Why are you putting up with that? Or she should leave him? I just really feel like for us, a lot of people, this is... It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call that no one's relationship is perfect. It's a wake-up call that set your own boundaries and terms and conditions in your relationship. And you got to be so strong in that shit that it doesn't matter what the fuck anybody on the outside says. So if you have an open marriage and, you know, it's open, you got to be prepared to shut all that other shit out. Because people going to have their opinions. And people going to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. Because that's the nature of society. We want to impose our norms and feelings onto other people. And that necessarily doesn't work. A lot of long-term relationships that have lasted a long time include a lot of fucking forgiveness. Include a lot of growth and glowing up. And it includes a lot of that. So I am not here to tell anybody else what they should or shouldn't accept in their marriage. The only advice I give is if you're happy or if you're unhappy. If you're unhappy, what can fix it? If you're happy, keep doing that shit. That's the only advice I can give you. I can't give you anything else because anything outside of that, I don't live that life. I don't live your relationship. Outside of you being like physically abused, that's where, you know, that's a hard line in the sand. But outside of that, like, I can't give you any fucking advice because the only advice anybody could ever give you is if you're happy, keep doing what you're doing. If you're unhappy, figure out what you want to do and how you get there. But it's really hard to give people relationship advice. People gonna do what the fuck they want to do at the end of the day. I'm one of them. Everybody's one of them. So I feel like this was a very good lesson for people to learn. There are no fucking relationship goals. Cute pictures on Instagram propose. I've seen it all. It's all that glitters is not gold. And I think as a whole, we should remember that and stop glorifying people's personal relationships because we have no fucking clue what's going on individually or to, you know, behind the scenes, not the highlight reel. And I think because they've made their lives kind of public recently, far more public than it has ever been for them, for Will and Jada, that they're open to this scrutiny that they have never known before. And especially with social media, you can see more of the scrutiny. Before, you know, it's in the tabloids. You just avoid the fucking tabloids and the paparazzi. But now it's at your front doorstep. Like, everybody who has an opinion can comment on your photos or comment on your videos or DM you or send you shit. So it's definitely a different monster. So I think it may be some changes on how they communicate about their relationship in the future. And that's, you know, maybe good for them. Maybe I just hope that throughout the situation, all the parties involved have learned something and, we've learned something as a collective, one, to mind our fucking business, And two, I think the same grace that we want given to us, we should try and give that to other people first. But still, while holding people accountable, understand that people fuck up, gangsters fuck up, but it's still holding people accountable. But you know, maybe we should nail everybody to the cross and crucify them. So, I mean, that's all I have for today. Thanks for tuning in. As always, peace, love, and light. And I'm out.